Hello everyone, how is everyone doing today?
I am doing well, thank you Anna. How are you doing, Tan?
I'm good. How about you, Chen Xun?
I'm good, thank you.
Wow, please, can you guys tell me what country are you all from? It seems interesting how everyone has a foreign accent. I'm from the Philippines. What about you, Tan?
I am from Vietnam. How about you, Sarah?
I am from Turkey. Where are you from, Jason?
I'm from Cambodia.
Oh, wow, Cambodia? I would love to visit Angkor. It looks breathtaking. How interesting, we came from different parts of the world. And more interesting thing, all countries have similar issues about climate change.
Yes, I agree with Yara. For example, in Vietnam, things are getting a bit tricky with the weather. It's not just about hot day. The sea is aging up and sometimes it comes too close to our house.
Oh, wow. So how are people in Vietnam dealing with it?
You can imagine that, but you know, that's cool. People here are like superhero. They are figuring out smart way to deal with it. Like farmers are trying new tricks to grow crops, and some smart minds are building some strong house that can handle storms, typhoon, and floods. Become like unsuspected gas, sometimes causing a lot of trouble.
It must be challenging for the farmers to cultivate crops when floods and natural disasters come into play. Are there any government agencies doing mitigating the flood crisis?
Yes. In Vietnam, the government worked to have farmers when floods or other natural disasters happen. They do things like warning people early. The government will try to give people a heads up about floods or other danger. It help them to repair or move to separate place. Building strong structure, teaching community, or helping farmers recover, or working together, different part of the government and all the groups team up to respond better to disaster. Teamwork make the response more effective.
That is so great. So every year in Vietnam, do you guys have any floods or other natural disaster?
Every year, Vietnam faced to challenge of floods, like unusual stress from nature. But guess what? People here are not letting the flood bring them down. Instead, people are forming this super cool community. It's like a big family where everyone have each other out when the waters start rising. They set tips on how to stay safe, building strong house, and even rescue each other if needs. Imagine neighbor become a hero for each other. It's like teamwork thing where everyone is helping out.
It's so nice to hear that. How about you, Zara? Is there any climate change happening in Turkey?
Yes, Jason, unfortunately. Turkey is situated at the crossroads of Europe and Asia, faces the multifaceted challenges posed by climate change. The country is experiencing a discernible rise in temperatures, with implications for its diverse ecosystem and agricultural practice. The changing climate patterns contribute to water scarcity issues, particularly in regions already grappling with limited water resources. Coastal areas, including major cities like Istanbul, confront the threat of sea level rise, leading to increased risk of coastal erosion and potential impacts on infrastructure. Turkey's vulnerability to extreme weather events, such as floods and heat waves, is heightened.
Does Turkey government have any solutions, Sarah?
Yes, Anna. Recognizing these challenges, Turkey has engaged in international efforts to address climate change, aligning with agreements like this Paris Agreement, and has formulated national strategies for climate mitigation and adaptation. The nation is navigating the delicate balance of sustaining its economic development while safeguarding its natural environment in the face of an evolving climate landscape.
Anna, is Filipinos facing water scarcity due to the climate change?
You're absolutely right, Tan. The Philippines has been experiencing water scarcity due to climate change and overpopulation. The Philippines is also known to be the most vulnerable country in the world when it comes to climate change. Since early 2015, the Philippines has been facing threats of severe weather conditions known as El Nino. The dry seasons and severe drought that occurred in the Philippines is causing water sources to dry up, especially in the big city like Manila and in some provinces. The impact of El Nino makes it difficult for most Filipinos to obtain fresh water supplies. Farmlands and crops are also affected, most especially farmers who rely on the crops. This is all because of the weather shift.
What kinds of solutions does the Philippines government have, and did it work, Anna?
Zara, the government of the Philippines proposed to build Caliwa Dam to augment the water supply to meet the increasing water demand for Manila residents. Additionally, the Caliwa Dam is also part of the anticipation for the next El Nino. The main problem that the government is trying to solve is the water shortage in Manila and its surrounding area. The dam is planned to be built in the Sierra Madre Mountains, where the indigenous Dumagat people, they claim this area as their ancestral land, but their solution is causing another issue with the indigenous people and their land. Weighing all the advantages and disadvantages of building the dam, it seems like it's going to do more damage to the environment in the long run. So I don't think they have a solid solution for this problem.
Does the Philippines have any international support?
Well, they did secure a loan from China for the construction of the Caliwa Dam. But other than that, I don't think they've reached out to other countries for assistance.
Jason, what do you think about social media catching attention for climate change?
I think social media has affected our daily lives because we're currently living in our social media platform world where most of the news and information that we're getting are broadcasted directly from our phones.
I really agree with you, Jason. How about you? What is the climate change issue in Cambodia?
So I'm from Phnom Penh, which is the capital city of Cambodia, which has been facing serious issues with air pollution in recent years. Over the past 10 years, our city has been growing, reaching a population of about 3 million people. More people means more vehicles on the roads, such as cars, motors, or tuk-tuk. The rapid increase in the number of vehicles on the roads has contributed to high levels of air pollution. The main sources of air pollution in our cities include emissions from our vehicles, industrial activities, and construction sites. Because of this, our government has recognized the need to address these issues by promoting public transportation to people and requiring people to take precautions and must wear masks at all times when they go outside.
Do you think the Cambodian government implementation public transportation is effective?
I think for now it's safe to say that not much has been done yet. The new government had proposed a new plan by 2030 to turn Cambodia into a carbon neutrality country. With the help of investment coming from China, we're now able to build our own railway system that connects our capital city to Siem Reap province directly. The government also promised us to build another bus stations downtown, which connects us to the main airport.
Are there any plans for expanding or improving public transportation?
Yes, there is. Instead of fully relying on tuk-tuk or taxis, we now have public buses which serve people to their destination every day. There is an upcoming plan on building a high-speed train, which has a speed of about 300 kilometers per hour, that can bring us anywhere to the countryside of the province.
Thank you guys for sharing what is going on in your home countries. I think this group demonstrated the cultural vulnerability of our country. It is important to note that no matter where we live, our environment and everyone is affected. we should not forget we have only one world to live. The climate change activist Greta Thunberg says, the climate crisis has already been solved. We already have the facts and solution. All we have to do is wake up and change.